Docky, roll up.
Hey, welcome to the starting block here for another Thursday. I'm myself, Green, and I'm joined by a man who might have to duck out about halfway through the show just to make sure he makes it to work on time for Monday. Thanks to City Rail, my co-captain Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Shooting in right around the world. Yeah, the train drivers are on strike.
On strike. Well, they had the vote today. Decided to stick with said strike for Monday.
Mm.
But have also decided to go, look, we don't want to put in a lot of effort on the Thursday before the long weekend.
It's not like the union.
Let's do the weekend timetable. Yeah. Now, my question to you, Damo...
Is this a four-day weekend ploy?
Well, you're kind of a four-day weekend. Everyone's kind of throwing their hat in the ring going, we're going to get as much out of this weekend as we can.
Mm.
But full price still for tomorrow's timetable.
Is that right?
Even though it's weekend schedule.
Isn't that funny?
So I had a quick squiz as to how long it's going to take me to get to work. Normal trip, 40 minutes.
Mm.
Actually, no, it's a bit less than that. On the train, call it 40 minutes.
Okay.
With about 13 stops, 12 stops perhaps.
13 stops, 12
tomorrow,
stops.
20 stops... Over an hour.
Wow.
I have to leave earlier. I get into work 25 minutes later.
Say it's a rort.
Same price.
Say it's a rort.
Big hello to City Rail. I can understand people, you know.
Shitty rail.
Trying to get in there, get a bit of extra cachitos, try and get a bit of justice for what they perceive as an injustice.
And holding the public to ransom while they do it
but
and taking full fare from them.
But I want a buck 50 off.
Exactly.
Yeah. So my theory is jump on the platform tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pay for my trip in.
Hmm.
I'm going to jump over.
Yep.
I'll pay for my trip back. That's what I think is even.
Oh, okay. You're just going to arbitrarily decide the rules now.
The rules, yeah. Well, my theory is it's just
this. I can see no problem from this whatsoever.
Not at all. It's all about percentages, right?
You're a very fair man.
My theory is if I lose 25 minutes there and back, so 25 minutes there, 25 minutes back, I'm losing 50 minutes of my life.
Yes.
So if I prorate that to regular cost to minutes in my life.
I'm sure this will all work out well. I'm sure the security guard working the train station platform, Greeno, will be able to grasp all of these concepts.
I'm one step ahead of
you,
Damo.
Very fluidly.
I've pulled in a spreadsheet.
Okay.
So I've got a spreadsheet.
Everybody understands spreadsheets.
So I've got a spreadsheet, I've got an Excel formula, and I'll just explain to him why. Look, I've looked at the E cell.
I'm not breaking the law. I made a spreadsheet.
Exactly. If you look at the E cell, compare that by the B cell, times that by the square root of the G, that gives you the discount, I believe, I'm entitled to.
Who are you calling G, smartass?
Mm.
Who are you calling G?
Option B, Damo. Should we put it? We might have to put it to a vote.
Put it to a vote. Okay.
So I can either jump the rails.
Jump the rails.
Or
drive to work.
No, I'm not going to drive to work.
Why not? That's the only option that's not on the table.
That's suicide. That one's not on the table.
He's doing it yourself.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Why? Too much work?
Too much work. And then I've got to pay $98 for parking for an hour.
$98.
I work in the city, sir.
Yeah.
Option B.
Mm.
Go into one of the train station toilets.
Yes.
Grab about 6 bog rolls. Take them home. That's option B.
Even up the ledger that way.
Well, that's my theory.
Well, no. See, I reckon you'd probably have to take like about 50 because they would have buy in bulk prices.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the money it saves me. I'm going to do it on my
no,
you've got to,
you've,
value.
No, you've got to extract the value that you would normally put into the business out.
Ah, good point. So you're thinking
If you take half a dozen bog rolls, they'll be like, oh, we don't charge 12 cents for a ticket.
Yeah, true.
So what's the difference? They won't care. You've got to back a truck up and start loading the bog rolls in.
Bog rolls in,
Maybe do a couple of runs.
Mm.
Can you store 2,000 bog rolls at your place?
Probably not at my joint.
Just put them out the front.
Like
let the little one make a nice little cubby house.
Yeah, good idea.
A little cubby house out of the bog rolls.
Tower. Oh, all right. Yeah, no, you could be onto something there. So that's option B.
Just get out of it before it rains.
So the
because you'll be like the mummy.
Yeah, so the lovely people out there listening on Periscope,
get
in touch with us. Let us know which option I should take. I can either jump the fare. Or get a tower of bog roll.
Tower of bog rolls.
To balance out the injustice that is having to go an extra 6
Tamara's in the chat. Tamara's good peep. She's pretty clever.
She knows
this sort of stuff.
Thanks for getting in touch there, Tamara.
Thanks for joining us.
We're going to open the show, not surprisingly, with a non-sport related
topic. With more filler.
Demo.
What have we got? Oh, it's a sorry book. No, I turned it down for him. She wants option 2, Tower of Bog Rolls.
You reckon Tower of Bog Rolls?
Tower of Bog Rolls it is.
Get in touch. How many bog rolls do you think I should steal?
Yeah. It's got to be, like, don't give an exact number, but just a rough estimate. So, you know, within a range of, say, 500.
And tomorrow.
So 1,000 to 15, 15 to 2.
When thinking about it, I also need you to take into consideration I use double ply.
She says as many as possible.
Many as possible.
That's a very open-ended target.
It is. I use double ply, and I'm pretty sure the City Rail bog roll, single ply. So I think I need to double my roll.
Can I ask you a question without notice? What was toileting like before double ply? Was it like living in the dark ages?
Maybe. My theory
is... I like a strong ply.
I need a double ply and a double fold.
A double fold. Are you a folder or a cruncher?
I'm a flat layer.
What's a flat layer?
A flat layer is there's no scrunch. You just lay it flat. It takes
so it's looped at the end?
No, it's just kind of like it's just flat because there's less surface area taken up at that point.
You're going to have to draw us a picture here.
I'll draw you a picture. I'll do it up in the next ad break.
I don't know what a flat layer is.
A flat layer is you don't have to scrunch, you don't have to fold, you just lay it flat.
You're always breaking trends.
I'm a revolutionary.
You are. You're a rebel. You're definitely a rebel on the toilet.
Definitely revolutionary. We're doing a sorry book because last week we...
The comment was, I imagine it was like losing your virginity to your own finger.
I can imagine so. I could definitely imagine so. But
sensational.
Here's another thought though.
Mm.
Is that the double ply only became in existence because they used to make them that thick to begin with one ply.
Wow, maybe.
Then decided, oh, hang on a sec, we can charge more. We'll halve the thickness for single and then double the ply and charge them more.
That's true. Maybe the CEO of the toilet paper company had an issue with the people down at City Rail.
Mm.
And he said, oh, you think you're going to get cheap bog rolls? Yeah. Watch this, I'll double ply that
double
bastard.
Double it down. And they're like, well, we'll show you. We'll go single ply.
Yeah. We'll go from 4 cents to six. How do you like them apples?
How we're going to do it.
Yep.
We were sorry booking, weren't we?
We should apologise for the show so far.
That's just an overarching sorry book.
We talk more about bog rolls and trains than we have anything else.
Yeah, pretty much.
This season.
You got to get the important stuff out of the way early.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, my sorry book has to go out to one Michael Pope.
Michael Pope.
Last week we were talking about the TV show.
Now you see it.
Now you see it. And we said it was hosted by Michael Pope. We're trying to get as many 80s references into the show
as possible.
As humanly possible. 80s, 90s, call it per se.
Yeah, because it's a starting block now with more filler.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, instead of researching sport this week, I decided to research Now You See It. Turns out Michael Pope never hosted that show.
Is this change in research focus going to be reflected in the general overall feel of the show? Or?
Well, the fact that we're 8 minutes in and all we've spoken about
Spoilers.
Is toilet paper.
There's a spoiler alert.
Toilet paper and trains. Okay. Makes me think.
And the Pope.
It may have impacted my ability to research the sport that this show is apparently about.
Beautiful.
So
what's the Pope up to? Is he dead yet? Or?
No, definitely not. Now, okay. So point of interest, a sorry book. We have to send a sorry book out to Mike Mead.
Mike Mead.
Sophie Formica.
Yes, and I remember that name.
And Scott McRae, who were the actual hosts there of Now You See It.
What, three at once?
No, so 85 to 90. I didn't realise that show went for 15 years. Mike Mead hosted from 85 to 90. The peak days, Damo. Sophie Formica from 91 to 93. And Scotty McRae went from 98 to 2000.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Bit of
Which one was the one
years.
With the curly hair?
That was Scott McRae.
Scott McRae.
Oh, no, he had the kind of long hair.
No, I'm talking early 90s when we were little kids.
That might have been Mike Mead.
Mike Mead.
It must have been Mike Mead. 85 to 99.
Did they have the little robot?
I think that was that one.
Yeah, the little robot. Yeah. Instead of, imagine Adriana Exenity. She probably went for that role.
Oh, would have.
Yeah, and she's like, no, we're going to go with a robot.
We're getting more futuristic.
Yeah, going more plastic.
Correct. Yeah, Michael Pope actually hosted the show Total Recall. That's where we were getting confused.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Who was the guy who used to host Vidiot?
Oh, Eden Gahar.
Ian Gahar.
That's the one.
Was it Ian or Eden?
Eden.
Eden Gahar.
Eden
What's
Gahar.
He doing these days? Probably still working for the ABC, is he? Or?
Spoilers, next week's show.
Next week's show.
We're going to do a Where Are They Now?
We're not doing next week's show. You were away.
Well, a week after.
You've been gone.
Isn't Ted Dabrowski filling in for me? He can do an update on Eden
Gahar. I don't think Ted Dabrowski's going to fill in for you, though.
Ted's not filling in?
No, I don't think so.
He's on the gear, right?
I think he is, yeah.
Busy.
I'm going to have to assume he's on the gear. Mm. Shouldn't drink on air, Greeno.
We're all right.
We're all right here.
We're all good here.
Did they play our show last week on the radio?
I didn't check.
Yeah.
I probably should look into that.
We've got a running battle going with the studio, unawares to them.
They don't know.
It's a battle.
Yeah.
But we do have a running battle going with the studio now, whether or not they actually play our show live on air.
Yeah. It's a 50% strike rate.
50% strike. Did you see the memo that came out?
I did see the memo.
What do you think?
We can discuss that off air instead of
we
on
should,
air.
Should we not air station politics live across the ocean?
We probably shouldn't know.
You shouldn't.
We'll worry about that later.
Well, but we'll crap on about bog rolls for 10 minutes at the start of the quote-unquote sports show.
Because we've got something more important to discuss, Damo. So,
what do we got?
So after last week's big success that was the unveiling of Unity Day.
Yes, Unity Day. I've had a lot of interest.
Massive interest.
A lot of people coming up to me just in the street, Greeno. You wouldn't believe it. Damo, this Unity Unity Day idea. I can see it working. We've got corporate sponsorship, Greeno. City Rail wants to get involved. Unfortunately, they're taking the day off.
They've got the day off for
the
weekend.
They're taking the day off, so they can't make it.
Yeah.
They've got other things planned. But a lot of interest on the street. You know, people are like, you know, what about the one band idea? Can we move beyond the one band idea, the Indecent Obsession, Greeno? I said, no, that's pivotal to the story of Unity Day.
Because I think if you add an extra band there, suddenly the unity gets diminished.
Well, it's disunity then,
isn't it? It is disunity.
Because you'll have some people showing up for one band, other people showing up for the other band. We just want one band playing three songs all day over and over and over again.
And it's also the point, if there's only one band that can truly bring the Indigenous community and the other community together.
The Indigenous and other. Are we other now?
We're other now.
We're the other now.
Because we're not Indigenous.
Okay. That's interesting on Unity Day. Other.
No, but that'd be fixed post-Unity Day.
I see.
At the moment, we're disbanded.
Yes.
But like Indecent Obsession reuniting for this common cause, it'll bring the two.
Replacing Australia Day.
And then it will just be other.
Yeah, and it won't be Australia anymore.
Exactly.
It'll be the land of no other.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you like that?
I like it.
See what I did there?
I like it.
That can be our first bumper sticker.
So following the success of bringing the Indigenous community and other community together...
Under the banner of Indecent Exposure.
Indecent Obsession. And let's not forget Dean Hutton on the sideshow.
Dean Hutton.
Doing a boil-off on whether a boiled kettle...
The MLB hot stove.
And the MLB hot stove. Which one boils more? A pre-boiled kettle or one with the lid on, just blasted full up?
Yes.
That's the sideshow.
Yeah.
For in between songs.
In between the three songs.
Yeah. Okay. When they have to go and reset for song one, Dean Hutton will pop up on
people
stage.
People are asking me about tickets. I'm like, no tickets. Just bring love.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Just bring unity.
You pay with your love.
Maybe bring some food because there's not going to be any kind of catering.
There's no stands.
Maybe bring some water. There's not going to be any drinks.
Here's a tip.
Yeah.
Dean's already got the boiled hot stoves.
Yeah, you could drink it when it cools down.
Bring some cooking off breakfasts. And just chuck him in the stove.
Bring some potatoes and shit. Some potatoes and broccoli. But won't, Greeno, think about it. Won't that affect the timing? Because if we're doing a boil-off, if you throw some cold potatoes, cold spuds into a pot, that's going to throw off the time. I mean, the record keepers aren't going to know what to do. By the way, anyone wants to volunteer to be a record keeper on Unity Day... do so quickly because we don't have any yet. No one wants to stand next to Dean Hutton all day, let alone a stove.
Damo, you're making a mockery out of this serious topic.
Right.
They're obviously going to put the stuff in there after the boil-off. Is it in between boil-offs? So in between like leg one and two, that's when you whack your cock down.
Leg two of the boil-off.
Well, you're going to do a best of 10.
Has the band been told about the boil-off? Because we're going to need them to make announcements so the crowd can get a good spot around the parking to watch the boil-off of the hot stove.
Where's the best angle for a boil-off?
I reckon 45 down.
I'm thinking the same.
Yeah, you don't want to be on ground level.
Because I want to see the flame.
I want to see the bubbles.
But I want to see the bubbles at the same time. I need to keep an eye on the flame.
I want to see the sweat roll off Dean Hutton's temple into the pot.
Yeah, no, exactly. We'll get that sorted. So the success of bringing people together on Unity Day, Damon.
Yeah, I mean, we're just filled with the joy of Unity right here on the show.
My boss got in touch with me. He pulled me aside and he's like, look, Shane, I heard the show.
Yep.
He
was very impressed, I'm sure.
I've heard Unity Day. You see, you and Damo seem to be able to bring two feuding parties together.
Yeah.
And I've got a problem. I said,
because after this, we're off to Israel and Palestine. He knows that. You're going to have to take a couple of weeks off so we can sort out that malarkey.
That's why I'm away next week.
Okay, good.
So he said to me, look, I've got a bit of a problem at the moment. And he goes, look, my girlfriend has announced, told me they're cat sitting, right, for a friend.
You don't have to cat sit. You can just lock them in the garage with like a little rubber ball and they'll take care of themselves.
No. So anyway, they're cat sitting, right? So I think he might have, I don't know if he's got a house or an apartment. Either way.
How do cats need babysitting? I don't understand this concept.
Because it needs to be fed. It's going to be fed and whatnot.
So they're cat feeding.
Yeah, they're cat feeding. But
okay,
but
cat sitting puts like an air of authority and responsibility around the activity that just doesn't exist.
You've got to play with the cat.
People that own cats and are at home with them don't care for cats. Most often than not, they don't like them.
True. Very
the cats just roam around. They put hair on anything.
Yeah.
How's this going to end with someone being a professional cat feeder for a week?
It's a very good point. Thank you. My boss said he says him and the cat aren't getting along. He's like, I don't know what it is.
There's
about
a dominance
me.
Hierarchy problem.
A little bit. The cat is not a fan of my boss, and at the same time, my boss is not a fan of the cat.
Ah.
So he flew back in from Melbourne one day.
Bring the cat to Harmony Day.
He was that's one idea. Yep. That's one idea. Let's put that one on aside for on the ideas log.
Should we have stipulated, before we get too far down the road, should we have stipulated that it's like really a human only event?
At Unity
for the
Day.
Most part.
For the most part.
I don't know if we want dogs and cats and little kids running around in the same vicinity.
Pet monkeys?
With the boiling pots.
Yeah.
At Dean Hutton's marquee, because that's going to be a hot spot.
I get that's a safety issue.
Yeah. We can't afford the insurance.
No, we can't. So anyway, my poor boss came home, got home late one day from work, flew back in from Melbourne, and he was meant to work at home the next day. Okay. Saw him the next morning, I'm like, well, what's the go? Why are you in the office? He's like, well, it was me or the cat, and I had to leave. So he's like, I'm not getting much work done at home with the cat. So I thought, well, you know.
Wow.
So I'm like, this is a problem. So I'm like, I'm going to try and fix this for you, boss. So I had to nut out some issues. Now
you became the pussy whisperer.
So I think the issue is, he pointed out, he goes, look, the cat's actually trained. I'm like, okay, well, what's the issue then? He goes, well, the cat doesn't speak English. What? I'm not making this up. The cat only speaks Finnish.
Finnish.
So, because the owner's Finnish, my boss's girlfriend's Finnish.
So he's having to learn how to say sit down in Finnish.
In Finnish. So the boss's girlfriend's able to communicate with the cat, yet he's not able to communicate because he can only speak English.
Ah,
he can't speak Finnish.
So he thinks maybe the girlfriend's saying to the cat, hey, you know, this guy's a real prick. He hates cats.
Nah,
and now the cat hates him. She's turned the cat against
potentially.
Him.
Potentially. It's just a language
in
barrier.
In a secret language.
It's just a language barrier.
Well, how would he know?
I don't know.
Your first question should have been, this is what my first question would have been, how much do you trust your girlfriend?
Yeah. But you think maybe the girlfriend is turning the cat against him.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
Could be on
something, in like a power dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you and me, we'll get together and we'll take this guy down.
Fair enough. Yeah,
this
could
dumb
be on something
Aussie.
There. We'll look into that option. Now, my theory is, because we're the fixer here, Damo.
We're the fixer.
Now, I don't know anything about cats.
Cats.
You don't know anything about Finland.
Finland.
And we worked out yesterday the best people to fix issues
are people that don't know anything about it.
Correct. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
So the first point, I think we need a translator, correct?
What, for the cat or for the Finnish girl?
Now, that's the question. Now,
a Finnish cat owner on the house?
What do you reckon is going to be the better option? Do we get a Finnish person to translate to the cat from a boss? Or do we get a Finnish cat?
A Finnish cat.
A Finnish cat.
To translate the human.
To translate the human to the cat. Which one do you reckon is going to be the more straightforward option?
I think just dump the cat outside and be done.
Cat outside.
Yeah.
That's
put the cat out. Get your work done.
So that's option one.
Problem solved.
Get another cat that speaks both English and Finnish to communicate with the cat.
That might be difficult.
We'll try, that's option one. So that one's out there.
Okay.
Option two is I'm like, look, if I think he's got a bond with the cat, right?
Well, you're going to have to try.
Exactly. So I think once you get that bonding factor down,
Greeno,
the language might be an issue.
In history, people of other languages have gotten together and done beautiful things together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tamara says, teach the cat English. Now, there's an option.
Okay, that's option two.
If it's already learnt one language, it's living in Australia. If you're going to be in Australia, speak the bloody language.
Yeah, fair point.
Okay?
Fair point.
Can't have you wandering around muttering Finnish with a mouthful of sardines everywhere.
So you're putting
everywhere.
The responsibility back onto the cat.
Back onto the cat.
To understand the English, to be able
Correct.
To understand my boss's instruction. Fair
Correct.
Point. Fair
because,
point.
Hey, you're here.
Right.
Learn the language. Like, when in Rome.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I reckon it'll learn.
When is this cat going to stand up and take responsibility for its own actions?
Good point. Good point. Back to,
what
the bond-
I want to know.
Back to the bonding. I'm thinking, well, how can
cat
you
bonding.
How can you bond with a Finnish cat?
Yeah. Well, now, fish, obviously.
Well, no, I've got another idea. I'm gonna take
immigrants should assimilate, says Tamara.
Yeah. I'm gonna thanks, Tamara. You're not helping. You're not helping. I'm gonna look at Finland's favourite son, Damo.
Oh, yeah.
To work out how the best way to communicate and to bond with a Finnish person, I'm looking at Kimi Räikkönen.
So you're just going to teach the cat how to mutter under its breath and speak barely any language at all?
Get drunk, go to strip clubs.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, get in touch with the Screeno Twitter at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Check us out on YouTube, also on the Facebook, although I don't really do much with the Facebook. It just kind of hangs there.
It seems to pick up a lot,
just
of, my
hangs there.
A lot of my crappy tweets.
Yeah, that's actually true. That's what Facebook does for us.
Yeah.
It takes your tweets
from
the starting block and puts them on Facebook.
Yeah, so it looks like we're active.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Mm. It's a pseudo-active kind of theme we've got going on exactly. with the Facebook thing.
It's a one-way interaction, though.
Yeah. No, you can't see the responses.
Exactly.
Isn't that the best way to interact with your fans, though?
Just, yeah, put it out
just
there.
Just so you don't actually, you don't want to be touching them or, yeah. you know, you don't want to have any kind of direct contact with fans. Because generally fans, especially of a show like this,
yeah.
I mean, because they're so plentiful for one. So it would be a very difficult, you know, thing to address them all.
Yeah, true. You don't want to favor one over the other.
You want to put it out there. You want to feign connectivity. You want to feign interest.
Yeah.
But you don't actually want to have it.
Good point. Yeah. Because I'm all about equal opportunity day, mate.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to ignore one person, I've got to ignore them all.
Exactly.
We're 25 minutes in. We probably should talk about sport at some point.
We've only got to fill like a 3%. No, it's 2% now, isn't it? Did we successfully argue to have the sport quota of the show downgraded from 3 to 2 and still keep our slot as the sports show on the network?
No, they've demanded 3.
3.
But we'll squeeze it all into this so we can start talking crap straight after it.
Okay, cool. Can we mix this in with Unity Day, perhaps?
We can, perhaps. Yeah, okay. Actually, before I forget, we had already people get in touch with us going, what happened? Yeah. We thought there was going to be an Indecent Obsession Super Show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Reason being is we spoke to the boys and they're like, look, we don't want any spoilers before Unity Day.
It was so long ago since we were famous. Yeah. We don't want people to remember our hits before we actually play at the Unity Day
event. They thought it might take something away from Unity Day for us to play all the Indecent Obsession songs today. Yeah. So we said, look, fair enough, boys.
Yeah, it's for the they're doing it for the right reasons. They maybe get a second wind out of Unity Day.
Exactly.
Unity Day, it brings people together and relaunches stagnant careers. Mm. I mean, Dean Hutton, what's he been doing for the last 20 years?
I still haven't checked if Dean Hutton's alive, to be honest.
We should probably check.
We should probably look into that.
We have booked him in.
We've spoken to his management.
Yeah.
Well, the guy said he was manager.
Yeah.
We'll check on that later.
Is the corpse available, or just in case?
We can do a bit of Weekend at Bernie style.
Weekend at Bernie's.
If need be.
Have you ever tried to slice a potato, though, Weekend at Bernie style?
I can't say.
On secondhand, guys, fans of Unity Day, don't bring the potatoes to put in the pot. Mm. We're going to need something that you can eat maybe with a straw.
Pre-slice, perhaps.
Pre-slice your own potatoes, you're in the game.
You're in.
If I see any Pontiacs or Desirees, Greeno, we're going to have to leave them at the gate.
What about chat potatoes? Chat potatoes, okay?
Chat potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never even seen a chat potato.
Mm.
What's a chat?
Isn't that the smaller ones?
Smaller ones. See, no, this is Australia, mate. This is Unity Day.
Fair enough.
You don't rock up with small potatoes.
Full spuds will get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight of England, AMO, third one day international.
Can't bring people together with these little balls of nothing.
How are you meant to get together with a small spud? That's garbage. Yeah.
Bring a Finnish-speaking cat, though, maybe.
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 Do you reckon, there's an idea. Do you reckon
get the cat on stage.
Do you reckon my boss should bring the cat to Unity Day instead of the strippers and getting drunk Kimi Räikkönen style?
Yes, maybe. Maybe.
We'll think about it.
I don't think it's going to be as entertaining, though.
No, very good point.
And the cat, to be honest, the cat sounds like, you know, a typical immigrant, pretty rude, doesn't want to learn the language. You know, it's a rude cat, Greeno. We don't want that kind of crap at Unity Day. It's about bringing people together.
No, I think
not rude Finnish cats.
I think we can teach something to the cat.
Not typically rude immigrant cats, Greeno.
You done?
Yeah, done. Right,
good. England won by 16 runs to take out the series, 3-0.
Well, you don't want to touch on that?
No, we're moving on. That sounds like political content.
No, we're talking about a I'll edit that out.
Yeah, edit that
we're talking about a talking cat, Greeno. Can you just hit a post census? There you go. We're talking about a talking cat.
Cut that one in. 27 minutes and 40 seconds. You might need to cut that out.
After 7 years, that's the first F-bomb ever dropped on a show. You nearly dropped one once, I think.
I think I covered it up. It was like week 3 or something before I learned a little bit of discipline.
Far out. Yeah.
Either one by 16 runs. Show. I don't know what's going on with this show.
See, this is the risk you run when you open up the show with 27 minutes of filler. Because we haven't read a single score. We don't even know what's going on in the world of sport.
I think I watched this game. I might have. England scored 302. They had no right to do so. They were at like 205 or something with about 6 overs to go.
Yep.
And then Jos Buttler and Owen Morgan. Oh, sorry. Chris Woke, sorry. Absolutely smacked him. Buttler scored 100.
He's Woke, Greeno.
Huh?
Chris Wokes.
Well done.
He's Wokes.
Buttler scored 100 off 83. Wokes scored 53 off 36.
I think it's the heat, Greeno.
It's pretty
silly.
Heat.
It's pretty silly in
it's
here.
It's definitely silly day. In response, Australia thought, we'll go slow to chase down 300. Mm. And lo and behold, they got to the end of their 50 overs, only 6 wickets down and couldn't chase it.
How does that happen? How do you get 6 wickets down? Like, you just say you're like 10 overs from the finish.
Yeah.
The bowling couldn't have been that good. The batting couldn't have been that bad. So what was it?
Just it was just they were trying to pace themselves. Well, basically what they're trying to do is not lose wickets in the middle overs instead of scoring runs.
Yeah.
And then they have no one who can score quickly because there's no Glenn Maxwell on the side.
Oh, you've really turned. You've now become like a massive Maxwell
cheerleader. No, I wouldn't pick him either. I'm just saying that's probably the reason. There's no one here who can score quick runs.
You know who you needed in there? Faulkner, the finisher.
No, he's terrible.
No, you got to get the finisher in. Six. Well, we used to... You say he's terrible, but we used to win a lot when he was in the team.
Yeah, but we also had a lot of bled players. Yeah. 62 for Finch, 45 no for Smith. For Mitch Marsh, 55. Marcus Stoinis, 56. And that was it.
Stoinis got tonked around a bit with the ball.
No, he didn't. Took a wicket, didn't he?
Didn't he? Oh, when I was watching, he was getting smashed all over the place.
No, only 5.36 and over. He was the most economical of all the bowlers.
Really? Yeah. Wow. He must have started off bad when I was watching and then
yeah,
got must better.
Have. Yeah, came back. That's enough of that. The series is over. Who cares? And was like, oh, we need a complete revamp of the Australian one-day squad.
Of course.
Who cares? It's a year and a bit before the World Cup.
Let's bring in Laurie Daly or Brad Fittler then.
We need a revamp, yeah.
Let's start talking about it now. Let's talk about next summer right now today.
Yeah, very good.
So we can get back into it. Hey. Is this the long version?
That's a long version.
Are you sure?
Yeah. But that's no.
It is the long version, isn't it? You should probably put the short version on there, Brenna.
Might be an idea.
Okay.
But that's not rugby league goat. That one's for you, Damo. That one's for you for bringing up Laurie Daly. Australian. Okay, so this week also, Australia announced their South Australian test squad.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And the farce, Damo.
The farce.
The farce.
The farce.
Chad Sayers was dropped from the squad, even though he's a swing bowler who would be perfect for South African conditions. Who'd they replace him with?
Mitch Marsh.
a bowler who's only played 5 first class games in Jai Richardson. I'll tell you why, Damo. Because he's West Australian. Justin Langer's buddies with all the selectors. And
you
all the
think
boys.
There's a conspiracy? So we've got Jeff Marsh.
Okay, well let's think about it, right?
Justin Langer.
Yep.
We've got the Marsh brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jai Richardson.
Yeah, Jai Richardson. Cameron Bancroft somehow kept his spot, even though he averages 22 in Test cricket against on road.
Is it time for Renshaw again? Do you think?
I'd pick.
He hasn't done enough.
I'd pick Joe Burns. But
Joe
he's
Burns,
injured.
Yeah,
but
and he's
injured.
A Queenslander.
That's
though,
the
too.
Problem.
All right.
So Bancroft retains his spot somehow. Mm. No justification for it.
Mm.
Just he's there. All right. Yeah. Well, he averaged 22 and did nothing all series.
Yep.
On a road, how's he going to go against the best pace attack in the world in seeming conditions?
Seeming.
With and Chad Sayers, he's a like-for-like for Vernon Philander.
Yep.
And he's going to be...
He's not as quick as Philander, though, is he?
Philander's only about 130.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He's deceptively
quick. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's very good. He puts the ball in the right areas.
Yep.
The one thing I did actually like is... Here's the beauty of the selectors, right, Damo?
Hmm. Wait. You're assuming there's beauty there.
There's beauty there.
Okay.
There's been 0 Sheffield Shield games between the last test and this squad being named.
Yes.
In the course of that time, Ashton Agar's played 0 games. John Holland's played 0 games. Ashton Agar was in the 5th test squad.
Oh, then we've got a boulder. Have to get him in.
John Holland's now in this squad. He got dropped without playing a game.
Wow.
Interesting. Don't get me wrong. John Holland should have been in the 5th test squad. 5th test squad to begin with.
Yeah, probably.
But just
it would have been fair.
But Chad Sayers.
Just you don't know
leading wicket taker for the last 5 years in Sheffield Shield.
Wow.
Can't get a run.
Is this like Moneyball stuff? Do they just watch him and go, ugly action, doesn't have a good body, he's got an ugly girlfriend kind of thing?
100%. And he's not one of the boys, Damo.
Yeah, you got to be in the boys club.
Got to be one of the boys.
If you want to play for Australia, you got to be one of the boys. I mean, Stewie Clark would have played a lot more tests, wouldn't he?
Brad Hodge would have played a lot more tests.
Brad Hodge, yep. Simon Kadich.
Simon Kadich. Got to be one of the boys, Damo.
Yep.
Do we care about T20 squad?
Yeah, may as well just quickly run through. I don't particularly care about T20, to be fair.
No, that's not a bad-looking squad. Warner, Finch, Agar, Alex Carey, Dwarshus, Head, Lynn, Maxwell, Richardson, Short, Stanlake, Stoinis, Ty, Zampa. Where's Barwad Ahmed, Damo?
I can't get a game.
Well,
it's too old.
He's probably one of the best T20 bowls.
Doesn't
Australia's
have a good
got.
Body, Greener.
Has an ugly girlfriend.
Yeah.
So we care that Smitty was named Test Cricketer of the Year but missed out on the overall Cricketer of the Year?
No, that makes total sense to me.
All right, fair enough.
Yep.
How does that make sense? He absolutely killed it.
Well, because they hate us, Greeno.
Fair point.
The people who judge these awards generally
Indians.
Hate Australia.
And they're Indians.
So who got the best player?
Virat Kohli.
Virat Kohli. Wouldn't you know it? An Indian. Wouldn't you? Who would it? Isn't that just the darndest thing, Greeno?
Who would have thunk it? In the test player of the year anyway, 16 tests, scored 1,875 runs at 78 with 800s and 550s.
Yep.
Pretty handy for Smitty.
Not bad.
Do you know...
That's almost best player of the year material, wouldn't
exactly.
you think?
Who would have thought? You know, the GOAT was the leading wicket taker for the year?
Yeah, he didn't get the Guernsey either.
Didn't get the Guernsey. Went to Indian Ravi Ashwin.
Really, did he? Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Who would have thunk it?
What a surprise.
Not for a nice
Gary.
Nice Gary!
Yeah.
It's an under 19 nice Gary Damo.
Oh no. Now this is the kid that now everybody wants to talk about just because Warney name dropped him.
Yeah.
And say, oh, Warney. So I was driving to work, Greeno, get this, 2:30 this morning. Mm-hmm. Now you think about what kind of people are listening to the radio at 2:30 in the morning. Early starters and drunkards.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's it.
And the unemployable.
And the well, they're probably unemployable because they're drunkards.
Could be a combination of the two, yeah.
Yeah, but either way, the unemployable and the drunkards wouldn't be on their way to work.
Correct.
By definition.
Correct.
Okay. So you're either going to work or you're never working.
What about insomniacs?
Yeah, I don't know. If I'm an insomniac, I'm filling my time with more stuff than little 5-minute news reports on talkback radio at 2:30 in the morning.
You got time to fill anyway. Does it matter?
But there's plenty of stuff to do at 2:30 in the morning.
Such as?
Go to work, get drunk.
Fair point.
Yeah, talk to cats. So, yeah, but it was even made the news report. This was big news. Oh, Shane Warne gives his blessing to the next leg spinner in Australian cricket, a kid who had one good game and got like a team out and saved a game in an under-19s comp.
Under-19s one-day game.
Wow. How would you feel if you're Nathan Lyon?
Yeah.
Right, you've just been the best spinner all year.
Not according to the ICC rankings.
We've just finished the test season, right? He's been the best spinner all year. That's why we call him the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
Mm. He's been the best spinner. He's an absolute champion. The crowds love him. Give him a nice Gary Greeno.
Just for being him.
For being him, exactly. You've just had this wonderful year, best year of your career. A week after the test finishes, or 2 weeks after, Shane Warne's in the news saying, I've got your replacement.
Yeah.
And he's 19.
Well, that's what I heard.
He's 18.
Oh, he's the next big thing. And I'm like, we don't need the next big thing. We've already got the GOAT.
We've already got a thing right now.
Sit your ass down, Lloyd.
Yeah. We need to stop letting Warney anoint the next spinners. We went through Michael Beer.
Yeah, Michael
Beer. We put up with that.
We had Dan Cullen.
Right. We had Bryce McGain. We had Xavier Doherty.
Yeah, Doherty.
We've gone through at least half a dozen spinners on Warney's recommendation.
There's actually about 14.
On Warney's call. And now he's ruining 18-year-old kids, Greeno. That should be a crime.
Thankfully, we didn't pick Schwepson and kept the GOAT and have a look what happened.
Yep.
GOAT killing it.
Yep.
Good effort.
Schwepson's better for it. Hopefully, Warney comes out, you know, sort of next year and says, you know what, Schwepson shouldn't be in the Australian team. Then he'll be picked.
Then we pick him.
Then we get him in.
Pope took 8 for 35, best figures ever in an under-19 World Cup. Good job, sir.
Yeah, fantastic. But long way off the test team.
But, you know, mate, I took a hat-trick in under-17 indoors cricket. Yeah. Doesn't mean I should be playing for test cricket.
What about the former, our former fill-in co-host here, Greeno, the former opening batsman, opening bowler of the St. Clair Hawks under-12 Bs, Joel Stasenovsky?
Correct.
I mean, he was doing these sorts of things before he even had underarm.
He was knocking off 8-fers before lunch, mate.
Exactly. It ain't no thing.
Exactly.
Warney never gave him a call.
Yeah.
Said, can we get you in the team, son?
Exactly.
Couldn't care less.
Exactly.
Maybe he wasn't pretty enough. Maybe he didn't have a good enough brand.
He might not have.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up with this one.
Nice, Gary!
What do you got?
This one goes out to Usman Khawaja, Damo.
The Uzi.
And the reason being is he got a little bit starstruck.
Oh, did he?
And BBL07, for some reason, Will Smith's doing the tour.
What? Wait, Will Smith is in the country?
The Fresh Prince is doing a tour.
Why are we even doing a show today? Shouldn't we be standing out the front of a hotel room somewhere?
Just,
going, Will!
Boom, boom, we love ba-dum, you! Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Do we do the song?
Wait, okay. Well,
no, we'll save that. We'll save that for the best of show.
Best of show. All right.
Okay.
So Uzi went up to Will Smith.
Mm.
And asked him if he could do the Jazzy Jeff handshake.
Oh, of course. Is that the feet and the...
I think it's a little bit of the thing. Kick, and then the flick.
Yep.
And then walked away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Really wish we'd gone out on a higher point.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Back in the block, ladies and boys and girls. I thought you were back there for a second. I got a little bit concerned. I'm like, is he going to start talking?
That would be the second big foul up of the night, Greeno.
Exactly. We're doing
in
well.
In Radio Land.
Now, I don't want to spoil hot stove action, Damo. But we've had to do some precautions, if you will.
Precautionary measures.
So a little bit of testing. Now,
testes.
I didn't realize that we only had one stove.
Testes, one, two.
One, two. We only had one pot. Okay. For the hot stove.
Yeah.
And Dean Hutton's already picked it up.
Ah, oh, okay.
So,
and you can't say no to Dean.
No.
Can you? Because he's just so damn charming.
He is, with the moustache and the
And he's doing the Harmony Day marquee for us.
Correct.
Harmony Day, sorry. Unity Day.
Unity Day, yeah, correct. So the hot stove in itself this week I've had to improvise.
Oh, okay. With the stove or the pot itself?
It's now become a hot convection oven.
A hot convection oven.
Just for this week.
Is it convention oven or a convection oven?
We'll Google that.
Yeah, because convention is kind of like where you have an event.
Yeah.
Well, it will be an event on Unity Day, won't it?
Correct.
Damn, we're good.
What happened this week, Damo? Comes to an agreement with... Oh, here we go.
What do we got?
We play the fun game of Damo pronouncing MLB players' names.
Oh, yeah.
Considering I can't pronounce anything other than MLB players' name.
Give us a look.
Very first one.
Because you want to laugh at me, don't you?
No, not at all. It's balancing out the amount of errors I make when I pronounce names.
Comes to an agreement.
Brian something or other. So there you go.
Brian Duensing.
Ah, you are the master.
Thank you.
Brian Duensing on a 2-year...
Didn't you learn how to read, like, phonetically?
Nah.
So you learned that way of reading where you just stick, like, half words together and
just mush it up.
What do they call it? Like, pattern recognition. Like, you see the whole word, you get taught how to read the whole word instead of spelling it out. Spelling it out.
Yeah, well done. All right. Okay. Nationals re-signed Howie Kendrick.
That's a tragedy.
Number three.
Okay.
Number three.
Here we go. It's not in Finnish, is it?
No, it's not in Finnish. It's a Finnish cat. One. Tell me what you think the guy's surname is.
What, Dominic Leone?
No, the one above it. I think he went to Toronto.
Toronto. We've acquired outfielder Randall Grichuk.
Gruchek.
Damo. Okay.
Didn't you learn to pronounce things phonetically?
Well, if I did pronounce it phonetically, you smart ass. It's a U and not an E.
Toronto
he must
Blue
be
Days.
A Canadian with a name like that, is he?
No, he's from Alabama. Really? Toronto Blue Jays
really?
Acquired out. Oh, no, I made it up. Toronto Blue Jays acquired.
Can we get the fact finders on this?
we'll research that later. Put it in post.
Okay.
They acquired Randall Grichuk from the Cardinals exchange for Dominic Leone and Connor Green and Austin Jackson. I can't pronounce Jackson.
Yes.
That's how we do it on this
give
show.
Give yourself a dick move for that one. Because you make a big thing about the pronunciations.
You dick.
And then you muck up Jackson.
Jackson. Austin Jackson.
Yeah.
He went to the Giants on a $6 million 2-year contract. Deal. That's a stove.
It's still a really lame hot stove this year, isn't it?
That's why I don't
any crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto news this week or
crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto silent again this
silent
week?
Silent again. So he must be brewing for something though.
I think something big's gonna happen this week with crazy Uncle
Jerry
DePoto.
He's gonna move the team to Alaska.
Now there's an idea.
Crazy Jerry.
Yeah,
if anyone could do it.
He's already made 56 trades. I reckon he's gonna trade the whole team. I'll tell you what, I'll trade the whole team for the Cardinals. We'll switch them over.
I'll buy the Cardinals. Yeah, hey, do you want to trade? Yeah,
we'll trade you.
He just moves office.
And the Cardinals. No, the Cardinals.
Oh, no, the whole team kicks up.
Had to play in Seattle.
Yes.
And
the Seattle Cardinals.
Yeah. No. They're still called the St. Louis Cardinals.
But their home is in Seattle. Okay. And the Seattle's Mariners, their home team is now
is going to be in St. Louis.
St. Louis.
But they're still called Seattle.
You know what? He'd have to get another owner as crazy as himself to go along with that.
Yeah. Do you reckon crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto could own both? He's a GM.
He can buy two teams.
He could be the general manager of both teams.
He can run both.
And just switch them.
Yeah.
Intermediately.
Yeah.
But things aren't going well for one. He goes, we'll be back.
I think that's a fantastic play.
We could do on something.
Okay. Now, that would be a hot stove.
Damo, do you remember back when we were kids, we played NBA Live 95?
Yes. Endlessly.
And we sat down.
Night after night.
And the thing we did the set up our own teams.
Hang on. I just want to tell everyone else. Yeah. Not only did we play NBA Live 95, was it for my 21st?
It was your 21st, yes.
He gave me the actual CD-ROM that we used to play in a framed thing.
Correct.
Like in a picture frame to hang on the wall. It was absolutely magnificent.
Because we spent probably a good year
10,000 hours.
Year and a half of our life playing nothing but that game.
Yeah.
And we used to sit down, we used to select our all-star teams. And there was an air of excitement.
Yeah.
where we'd sit there and we'd pick the same five players every
Pretty
time.
Much.
It was, you had Akeem as your first pick.
Yes.
I had Penny Hardaway as my first pick.
Correct.
And then you would go to, say, Robert Horry, perhaps. Like,
yeah.
Something right. We always had the exact same teams, but we'd
Reggie
sit there.
Reggie Miller was in there.
But it took us an hour and a half to pick the same teams.
Yep.
Year after year.
Totally.
Even though we knew what team we were picking.
And we put the fatigue off so we don't have to sub them.
No, there's no fatigue.
Yeah.
Because Penny ain't coming off, Damo. I don't care if he's down to one leg.
I can't believe of all the players in NBA history, you picked your favourite as Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway.
He couldn't even play a full season because he kept breaking down.
I love him, though. He's an absolute champion. NBA All-Stars were announced this week. That's the thing.
Oh, Boogie. Boogie's in there.
Boogie Cousins.
Boogie Cousins, Greeno. Someone got in touch because you know my Twitter handle is at Boogie Bumper.
Boogie Bumper, yeah.
Someone got in touch with me and said, hey, Boogie, you're trending.
There you go.
Number 12 on the trending list.
Nice.
I said, nah, it's just some guy who plays with his balls and dribbles.
There we go.
There you go.
Eastern Conference All-Stars, LeBron James. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, we might have already done this game as well. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan are the starters for
Irving.
The All-Stars.
Irving got in. Irving
he's having an absolute weapon of a season playing for Boston.
Okay.
West Conference All-Stars, Steph Curry, James Harden, Anthony Davis, the Monobrow, Kevin Durant, and there you go, your man Boogie.
Yeah.
By getting selected for his 14th straight All-Star game, LeBron. Oh, hang on, wait a sec.
What do you
Sorry.
Got? Sorry.
I'm a scat man.
Yes.
By being selected his 14th straight All-Star game, LeBron James broke a tie with Bob Cousy for consecutive All-Star games in history.
Okay.
NFL playoffs.
Is the West going to win this time or what?
West always wins.
Do they? Yeah. I thought they went a while there, like the East always wins. Nah, it's been a while since I watched the All-Star game.
I think the West kind of won about 5-6 in a row.
Okay, let's keep it going.
NFL playoffs, Damo. Time for some genuine American football.
Football.
Super Bowl 2 weeks
away. Go Pats
away.
Go, eh?
Go Pats go. New
so
England.
So I made the prediction, what, about 4 weeks out now?
You could have made the prediction a year ago.
Yeah, but you asked me, you know, is Atlanta going to overcome the demons of last year? Nah, Pats will go back to back.
Yep.
It was a bit shaky there for a while, though, wasn't
Very
it?
Very much. So, mate, New England came
out. Did they
strong.
Cheat again?
Have we checked those balls? New England 24, Jacksonville 20. Jacksonville are up by 10, middle of the fourth.
Yep.
And Tom Brady just worked his magic. And they were missing the Gronk, Damo.
The Gronk.
The Gronk was out with a concussion test.
No, that's not true. The Gronk was at a strip club somewhere.
Maybe.
Having a good time.
Yeah, enjoy
having
yourself
a good time. Because he knows how to enjoy his life, the Gronk.
He does.
It's not all about football, you know.
So, another Super Bowl there for the Pats. Mm-hmm. And in the other game, it was a bit of a bloodbath, really. The Eagles absolutely smacked Minnesota 38-7.
Isn't Philadelphia a pretty dirty team to begin with, though? Generally speaking, like historically?
No, not particularly. They're not really lovable losers.
Lovable losers.
But here's
no such thing.
Here's a conspiracy theory for you, Damo.
Oh,
last
please,
week,
yes.
Remember how everyone was talking about, the match was fixed, Minnesota beating New Orleans?
Yes.
I guess they only fix games to get them to Super Bowl qualifiers.
Yeah, it's like they sat down with the mafia and the Don said, I'm sorry, guys, the fix only lasts for this week. Now you're going to have to win on your own merits.
And
like, we made our money. We've got no reason to fix this game.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
So Minnesota had a chance to be the first team ever to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium.
Oh.
Going to have to wait another year for the
Sure, you know what? It's probably better that way because worse than missing out on playing in your home stadium is losing the Super Bowl in your home stadium.
Which they would have
done. The pressure
Correct,
would have
yeah.
been too huge.
100%.
You can't beat Tom Brady.
Yep, 100%. Yep. Time for a bit more.
I'm a scat man.
That's the best sound grab we've ever got on this show.
That's pretty sound.
Yeah. See what you did there.
I don't know, man. It's hard. I can't put that ahead of the Bethesda Rugby League GOAT.
I like the hot toss for the best, probably.
The hot toss?
Yeah. Do you want to play it anyway, just for fun?
Put
just
it out
for kicks?
Put it out for a vote?
Yeah.
Perhaps? Bit
okay.
of a... Or
I'm a scat man.
That's pretty
or
good.
Aren't we talking AFL court dates a bit later on?
Yeah.
Quick, AFL court dates, quick.
No, this one goes forever.
Play the court dates. I would just turn it down or turn it off.
Alright.
We're gonna compare the three. There you go. That's the court date song.
Yeah, no, okay. I think definitely Statman.
Statman, okay.
What are we doing? Stats. Patrick's been the first team.
What are we doing? We're pretending to host a sports show on local radio.
We're talking more about sound effects than we have sport thus far.
We're giving the fans what they want to hear, Greeno.
Patrick's been the first team with 10 Super Bowl appearances. There's a stat for you, Damo.
That's a nice stat.
It'll be their 12th AFC. They're in the... 18 seasons that Tom Brady's been with the team, 12 AFC appearances, 66% of the time he's got to the AFC qualifier.
66%.
He's been to 8 Super Bowls, Damo. Yep. That's 40% of the seasons he's played.
Wow.
He's searching for his 6th ring. That's 33% of the seasons he's played.
He's only got 5 fingers.
Unbelievable. Oh, here we go. Here's another.
I'm a scat man.
That's his 4th career playoff win as a starting quarterback after trailing by 10-plus points in the 4th quarter.
So he's the comeback king as well.
4th time it's happened. No other quarterback in NFL postseason history has more than one.
Wow.
And one more stat.
I'm a scat man.
He's a hero.
The only Nick Foles completed 75% of his passes in back-to-back playoff games. The only other player to do that in the postseason, attempting 20-plus passes in each game, is Joe Montana in 1989 in the NFL
Smoking
Championship.
Smoking Joe Greeno.
And so if you think, are we going to have to... Are we just running this segment through to the end?
Well, I think we've only got...
All local stations, 89.3, 2GLF.
Mitchell Stark Party Whistle means we're almost out of time.
We'll plough this bad boy through. Okay. We're talking about Gronk, Damo.
The Gronk.
And we've talked about a lot of good phrases over the years. Mm. Going bitch cakes was one of
bitch
them.
Bitch cakes, yes.
Gronk had this one. They were talking about the fans from last week. Not the week just gone, week before.
Last week.
He referred to the fans at Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
They were going bazooka.
Bazooka.
Better than bitch cakes? Less than bitch cakes?
I think it's all about context.
I think so.
I think it's all about context.
All right, we're going to move that.
Okay.
Move that. I'm going with bitch cakes. Yeah.
Is he talking about chewing gum or the actual weapon?
The weapon.
Okay, because, yeah, it wouldn't be... I don't think it'd be too awe-inspiring to see a lot of people just sitting there like horses in a field going...
Right.
You know, Bazooka Joe.
Mm.
Maybe he wants to get himself on a football card.
Perhaps.
Like in one of those designer packs.
Isn't it Bazooka Joe comics?
No, you didn't. Maybe it is. When did you get the bubble gum? I thought Bazooka Joe.
Could be Bazooka
like,
Joe. They could have.
Can one of our American listeners let us know? Did you get Bazooka Joe bubble gum with the cards, or did it come with comic books,
or a bit of both? They could have sponsored both.
Yeah, good question.
Now here's the thing, Damo.
Oh, you're supposed to be the American sports and pointless, boring trivia expert. How come you don't know this stuff?
Because I stopped researching the show about 3 months ago. I stopped paying any attention to sport. As evidenced
that
by the
show. That should be more likely that you'd know where Bazooka Joe comes from.
Very good point.
In your non-preparation for the show.
Here's interesting. So, Philly's made the Super Bowl, but before the NFC, I guess they're in the NFC, qualifier,
yes.
They had to grease up the town light poles to prevent fans from climbing up in the event they win. That's right, Damo. Had to grease up the light poles.
They like a greasy pole in Philly, Greener. It is the city of brotherly love, my friend.
That's after the qualifier. What are these clowns going to have to do? Dildos at 20 paces or something?
Shit's going to get hectic.
It's going to get very hectic.
Yep.
Some good F1 news. Is Ted on the line?
No, Ted's not on the show. No.
Ted's not on the show today?
No.
Disappointing because I know he's
We've got Wins Alive. We've got Ashley in Tennessee.
Hello. 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 Let us know about the Bazooka Joe.
Yeah.
Great F1 news, Damo. One of his favourite men. Robert Kubica. Is now the official reserve and development driver for Williams next year.
Okay. Why can't he get a start?
Because I think they're just testing to see
how
That's
not great news. He was testing last year.
He's back in an F1 car. He's the official driver.
Yeah, but he was testing last year.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Let's quickly do this one.
What do we got? Hey. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, hang on a sec. I'm gonna have to pause.
Pause. Okay, yeah, just hit it again. Yeah.
And then go to this one.
Oh, yeah. Bum, bum.
Ex-AFL player Colin Sylvia used a stolen credit card...
Colin Sylvia.
For brothel visits and buying porn.
That's right.
So, he's faced court this week. Something happened. I think he got a fine or whatnot.
Yep.
A question to you
not
is...
For stealing the credit card.
For stealing the credit card, okay. Not for visiting the brothel and the buying the porn.
Because that would be incredibly harsh.
I whack a stolen credit card in your hand, Amo.
Where do I go with it?
Where do you go first?
Probably not to the knock shop, to be fair.
Not the brothel and the porn,
These
Damo?
Things have a way of getting back at you.
They do.
Greener, especially when you're a well-known public figure like Colin Sylvia used to be.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Maybe this is because he went over to, you probably don't know, but he went from the Demons to Freo.
Yeah.
And he never got to play a game in Freo. Mm. And you know, Ross Lyon runs a pretty tight ship over in Fremantle.
Yeah.
Maybe they got wind of this behaviour and they said, you know what? And he just kind of weirdly retired at like the age of 29 or something.
Yeah.
And he said, that's it. There was always issues about his fitness.
Yeah.
You know, he must have been reasonably fit.
In his defense, maybe, or the brothel visits, cardio practice. All right, everyone, we're off next week. I don't know what's going to happen. We might have a best-of show. We might not.
Might not.
If not, we'll see you guys in next week.
Bye-bye.
Friends, sisters, and pals.
We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the